Let's start with line 7 of Idaho's individual income tax form. It says, enter your federal adjusted gross income from federal form 1040. In other words, says Idaho Tax Commissioner David Langhorst, the federal form comes first.
Idaho tax law flows from the federal tax law and form. We have to have a version of a federal return.
There's another provision, this one in the Idaho Constitution, which says a marriage between a man and a woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in this state.
And so we do not accept same-sex couples, even if they were legally married in another state, we don't accept them filing in Idaho as per the Constitution.
Those two laws came into conflict this year when the Supreme Court and the IRS decided that legally married gay couples could file a joint IRS return, no matter what state they lived in.
This was a conflict in Idaho laws that would have made it a nightmare for certain taxpayers.
Gay couples would have filed as married on the federal form and sent it to the Idaho Tax Commission.
We would be in a position of having to either break the law by accepting those returns or reject those returns, and that puts the taxpayer in jeopardy as a non-filer, which is a very serious offense.
The Idaho Tax Commission needed a solution before tax season, so the four tax commissioners agreed to change the rules. Now gay couples will fill out one federal form as a married couple. Then each person will fill out another 1040 form, filing as single or as head of household. The joint version goes to the IRS. The single versions go to the Idaho Tax Commission. The new rule is temporary. The Idaho legislature will have to decide whether to keep it. Jeff Sitaway is a Republican senator from Tarleton, north of Idaho Falls. He chairs the Local Government and Taxation Committee. That's where the rule will go for a vote in January. He says the committee usually likes to conform with the federal government when it comes to tax rules. But this time,
something like this that's certainly going to raise the ire of many legislators, I am skeptical to say just exactly what will happen here.
He says some lawmakers may vote against the rule because they may see it as a validation of same-sex marriage.
That vote is going to be swayed by each individual's definition of what a marriage is. And even though this is an effort to try to align and conform with the federal government, it still, I think, strikes many of us as unwarranted.
If the legislature rejects the rule, the tax commission is stuck between conflicting state and federal rules. But if the legislature accepts the rule, Idaho could still face unwanted consequences.
You know, we probably are susceptible to some court action, and that's just a personal opinion.
That's an opinion shared by David Adler. He directs the Andrus Center for Public Policy at Boise State University. Adler spends a lot of time studying the U.S. Constitution. He says forcing a separate group to file extra federal 1040 forms comes down to unequal treatment of adults.
What it really does is that it imposes extra work on same-sex couples.
He says that creates a two-tiered system and a conflict with the 14th Amendment. It prohibits states from passing or enforcing laws that deny equal protection to American citizens.
Those who are married lawfully within Idaho have the right to exercise different options with respect to how they file taxes. Those who are married and are same-sex couples don't have those same options under Idaho law. And that's what creates an equal protection problem.
That problem, he predicts, will turn into lawsuits against the Idaho Tax Commission and the state of Idaho. Adler says Idaho's chances of winning are tiny, because when state law conflicts with federal law wins. And if or when Idaho loses in court, state lawmakers may have to make some decisions about more than just taxes.
And this may well lead to a larger discussion on whether or not there ought to be a repeal of the constitutional amendment that bans same-sex marriage.
Until the legislature acts next year, gay married couples in Idaho will have to follow the rules of the Idaho Tax Commission and file their federal form twice. Tax Commissioner David Langhorst says when commissioners came up with this rule, they weren't thinking about politics.
Our focus right here is how do we make it the easiest, given the laws that are there now, for people to file their taxes.
The State Tax Commission right now is working closely with software developers so same-sex couples can e-file their taxes under the new rules, with the computer doing much of the work. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.